to show that there is the presence of a quorum. I would like the minutes to reflect the presence of a quorum. And at this point, I would like approval of the minutes of the meeting held on December 2nd, 2020. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes of the meeting held? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. At this point, I just want to say before Eric gives his report that we produced in 2020 with all of you, the board, HDC, HPD, all our lenders, our financiers, our investors, the lawyers, everyone who participates with us, close to 30,000 units of affordable housing. It was the second highest record for a calendar year, and we're now at over 178,000 units of affordable housing. This is an incredible effort for a challenging time, which 2020 was. We managed to do this remote, and really and truly, I can't be more proud and grateful for the partnership that we have. I also want to welcome Sharif, who is now our commissioner for DOF. I know Eric is going to say a little bit more about that, but I just wanted to say thank you to everyone for the incredible year that 2020 was. And at this point, I would like to call on the president, Eric Enderlin, to make his presentation.
Thank you, Louise, and to all the members in attendance for our virtual meeting today. I think we have a little bit of feedback. Paul, if you can find a way to mute folks, or folks can mute themselves if they're not actively speaking, that's great. Thank you. It seems to have mostly worked. So I'd like to, as the commissioner just noted, I'd like to begin my remarks today by welcoming HDC's newest board member, Sharif Solomon. Commissioner Solomon was appointed as head of the city's Department of Finance on December 30th, 2020, making this his first HDC board meeting. But he is certainly no stranger to many of us and to me as well. Many of us have had the pleasure of working with Sharif in prior roles with the first deputy mayor, the mayor's Office of State Legislative Affairs, and the New York City Employees Retirement System. Commissioner Solomon is a dedicated public servant, and we're certainly honored to have him as part of our board. So, Welcome, Sharif. Let me add, you know, while it's frustrating that we're again convening during a pandemic and in a time of continuing uncertainty and great uncertainty, we finally have some reason to hope that the end of this crisis, this pandemic, is in sight. More and more people are getting vaccinated every day. We're closing in on nearly 2 million New Yorkers fully vaccinated and 3 million New Yorkers having received at least one dose of the vaccine. Nationally, between 2 and 3 million people are getting a vaccine dose every day. Over the weekend, we hit 4 million. And without going too much into the science of it, I think most models expect that we will follow the path of Israel, ideally, and at some point there'll be a crossover event where vaccinations will be rising to a critical level and the rate of transmission and circulation will drop in a way that is often precipitous, 85% drop in Israel so far. That's the hope, that's the model that's followed. And a lot of that anticipates that to happen towards the end of April. Obviously it's imprecise and there's a lot of other things that can intervene, but that's the expectation at this point. So we hope. And I'm inspired, as many are, by the dedicated professionals who've made these vaccines possible and those who deliver them to our communities. We can all do our part and have been doing our part in bringing this pandemic to an end. I certainly encourage everyone to continue wearing our masks, to maintain social distancing, wash your hands, stay at home if you're not feeling well, and get vaccinated as soon as possible. Many of our employees, all city employees are eligible for vaccine as of today. I think everyone over 16 in the city and state are eligible for vaccination, and many of us have been vaccinated. And so that's super helpful, and we encourage people to be vaccinated. I also continue to be inspired by the dedication and talent of the entire HDC team. As you'll hear today, we're moving full steam ahead with the financing of both the Housing New York plan and the NYCHA 2.0 PACT plan. The commissioner mentioned the tremendous numbers and progress that we've made in financing affordable housing in New York. And on a parallel track, we've been financing a tremendous amount of public housing preservation work. We're approaching 10,000 units, which when we say that sometimes surprises people, and you'll hear more about that today. After a report on today's audit committee meeting, you'll hear from Senior Vice President for Development Ruth Marrera seeking your approval of an authorizing resolution for multifamily housing bonds to support multiple developments that will serve New Yorkers in need of housing. Vice President for Development Luke Schrey will make a presentation seeking your approval for a modification of HDC's Down Payment Assistance Fund. Ellen Duffy, our Senior Vice President for Debt Issuance, Finance and Cash Management, will present HDC's annual investment report. And finally, Hannah Blitzer, the Executive Director for Public Housing Finance and Lending Strategies, will seek your approval for a declaration of intent resolution related to our ongoing work with the New York City Housing Authority. And while not part of our formal agenda today, I'd like to mention that our asset management and policy and analytics teams are in close contact with all of our partners, monitoring and responding to issues in our portfolio resulting from the COVID pandemic and subsequent economic downturn. Overall, our portfolio remains strong, and we've been able to work with properties in need of assistance and will continue to do so. On that note, I'd like to add that we're optimistic about the outlook for ongoing support and investment in affordable housing at the federal level. We do have a long way to go as a country before everyone has a safe, stable home they can afford, but the funding for housing included in recent stimulus bills and what we expect to be in forthcoming infrastructure proposals gives us hope that we could be turning a corner in how we respond to housing needs on a larger scale. I also want to celebrate the recent setting of the permanent 4% low-income housing tax credit minimum rate, which was a top priority for HDC for years. And thanks for so many members of the HDC team who helped push this across the finish line. We'll continue to work with our partners here and across the country to call for more resources for affordable and public housing. With that, I'd like to turn it back over to the chair for the rest of today's agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act, and for the purposes of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. I would like to call on Harry Gould to present the report of the Audit Committee.
Thank you, Louise. The Audit Committee met on January 26, 2021, at which time the members approved the corporation's fiscal year 2020 annual financial statements. The auditors, Ernst & Young, issued a clean opinion. That's always good. And there were no management letter comments once again this year. Also at the January 26 meeting, the 2020 annual investment report was approved, which will be presented for ratification at this meeting. And finally, the 2020 annual HDC Audit Committee report was approved as well. The members also met prior to this meeting, in which time the 2021 first quarter financials and other investment, debt, credit, and internal audit reports were reviewed. This concludes my report.
Thank you. The next item on our agenda is approval of an authorizing resolution relating to multifamily housing revenue bonds 2021 Series C and D, an amendment to 2017 Series C3A supplemental resolution. I'd like to call on Ruth Marrera to make this presentation.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Please see the black line of the memorandum that has been presented to the members. I am pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds 2021 Series C and D in an amount not expected to exceed $384,495,000. Together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds of the open resolution, the bonds are expected to finance the construction, acquisition, rehabilitation, and/or permanent financing of certain projects and other activities as described in your memorandum. In addition, the members are being asked to approve an amendment to the supplemental resolution relating to the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bond 2017 Series C3A, initially issued on June 28, 2017, to extend the bond maturity in connection with the remarketing to address the delay in construction for the Bedford Greenhouse development. Interest on the 2021 Series C bonds is expected to be exempt from federal, New York, and state and local income tax, and such bonds will qualify as tax-exempt private activity bonds with a combination of an allocation of new private activity bond volume cap and an allocation of recycled volume cap in accordance with the Housing and Economic Recovery Act of 2008. Interest on the 2021 Series D bonds is not expected to be exempt from federal income tax, but is expected to be exempt from New York state and local income tax. An authorizing resolution will authorize the 320th through 321st supplemental resolutions. It is anticipated that the proceeds of the 2021 Series C bonds, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves, will be used to finance and or restructure mortgage loans for up to 5 developments. In the aggregate, the developments would create or preserve approximately 1,991 rental homes in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens. The corporation may fund a portion of the short-term portion of certain senior mortgage loans with its unrestricted reserves. When the borrower makes a mandatory prepayment upon the project's completion, such prepayments will be available for taxable relending by the corporation to other affordable housing projects. Any future relending for a development that has not been previously approved by the members will be presented for approval to the members prior to the making of such loan. It is anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2021 Series D bonds, the corporation's unrestricted reserves, and or available funds of the open resolution will be used to finance one mortgage loan for a 162-unit cooperative development in the Bronx. A portion of the proceeds of the 2021 Series D bonds, in an amount not expected to exceed $89,615,000, is anticipated to be used to redeem certain bonds in the open resolution to re-leverage assets currently held under the open resolution and lock in funding at the current low rates. The remaining portion of the proceeds of the 2021 Series D bonds, in an amount not expected to exceed $50 million, is expected to be issued to lock in current low interest rates for the financing and preservation of certain mortgage loans anticipated to be closed within the next 6 months. Any future relending for a development that has not been previously approved by the members will be presented for approval to the members prior to the making of such loan. For more information on the individual projects being presented to the members for approval, please see attachments 1 through 3. The 2021 Series C bonds are expected to be issued as tax exempt with some subsidiaries as recycled or new volume cap and as fixed rate in an initial term rate term with convertible options. The 2021 Series D bonds will be issued as taxable fixed rate bonds. Amendment to the 2017 Series C-3A Supplemental Resolution. On June 5th, 2017, the members approved the issuance of 2017 Series C-3A bonds for the financing of certain construction loans, including a construction loan for the Bedford Greenhouse development. The bonds were initially issued as fixed-rate bonds with a maturity date on July 1st, 2021. Due to delays in the construction of the development, the members are being asked to approve an amendment to the supplemental resolution to extend the bond maturity in order to preserve the construction financing for the Bedford Greenhouse development, as well as the low-income housing tax credits generated upon the initial issuance of the new private activity volume cap bonds. The anticipated maturity extension will require current bondholder consent and will be effectuated via the remarketing of the 2017 Series C-3A bonds. It is expected that the new bond maturity date will be extended for a term not expected to exceed July 1st, 2023. More detail on the development, as well as the bond underwriters, risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bonds are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions? If there are no questions, Susanna will provide the authorizing resolutions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the open resolution, the issuance of the bond, the adoption of the amendment to the 2017 Series C-3A supplemental resolution, and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are requested to approve the making of senior and subordinate loans from the proceeds of the 2021 Series C bonds and or the corporation's unrestricted reserves in an amount not expected to exceed $263,390,000, and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish the senior and subordinate financing. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to multifamily housing revenue bond 2020 Series C and D?
And so moved.
Second. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. At this point, I would like to call on Luke Schrey to present to the board for approval of HDC Down Payment Assistance Fund term loan extension and modification.
Madam Chair, while I'm not directly involved, my organization, LISC, is in the Down Payment Assistance Program, so I will recuse.
Thank you. And thanks for your help with that. Go ahead, Luke.
Thank you. I'm pleased to present for the members' approval a proposal related to HDC's existing $2.25 million term loan to the Down Payment Assistance Fund, also known as DPAF, that was originally approved by the members on November 29th, 2018. The Down Payment Assistance Fund was created in February of 2019 through investments by HDC and four other foundations in coordination with the New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development, the New York City Acquisition Fund, and the Robin Hood Foundation. As the name implies, the Down Payment Assistance Fund's initial loan program financed down payments for nonprofits to help acquire property that would become supportive housing. DPAF is now requesting that the corporation make certain modifications to the terms of our loan in order to enable the creation of a new DPAF loan program that will provide eligible nonprofit developers with pre-development loans that would fund project-related expenses for supportive housing projects prior to construction loan closing, as nonprofit organizations have difficulty securing cash to pay for costs necessary to prepare a project for construction financing after either private acquisition or after the award of a city-owned site through a city request for proposal. Towards this end, the members are requested to authorize the following six modifications to the terms of our existing loan in order to enable this pre-development loan program. The first modification is simply to expand the DPAF loan program to include pre-development loans. Second, extend the maturity of the corporation's existing DPAF term loan for an additional 18 months to on or around August 31st, 2025. Third, delegate authority to the corporation's credit committee to approve one or more extensions of the maturity date of the corporation's existing DPAF term loan for a combined duration not to exceed 5 years. Fourth, reduce the interest rate on the corporation's existing DPAF term loan from 1% to 0.5% during 2021, while increasing it back to 1% for the remaining term of HDC's loan. Fifth, permit the fund to purchase participation interests in originating lenders' loans, in addition to making direct loans to borrowers as it does currently. And finally, the sixth modification is to eliminate the use of a pre-qualified list of borrowers and instead open eligibility to nonprofit affordable housing developers of permanently supportive or mixed affordable and supportive housing projects in New York City that meet DPAF criteria. For more detail on these proposed modifications, please see Appendix B, which provides a comparison of the existing DPAF term sheet to the proposed DPAF term sheet. Further details on the terms and risks of this proposal are outlined in the memo before you. With that, I would ask if there are any questions from the board.
What's the justification? Why is it appropriate and why is it necessary?
Part of the justification is to be able to actually make loans under the fund. Since we got the fund approved by the members, we have not been able to do any financing under this. So one is to extend the term and two is to expand the uses so that we can actually use the proceeds in order to use this for pre-development.
And what makes you believe that this will advance materially the development of affordable housing?
So because over the last couple of years, we have not been able to secure the financing, this expansion of the fund and the uses, actually, we want to use that in order to do the furtherance, in order to test this and expand and use the funds for that exact purpose.
And lastly, what expenses are properly included?
The way this has been done is we put in the funds initially, and we our credit are the folks involved from HDC and the credit committee people involved from HDC in order to approve these. The interest rate that was sized on is done enough to cover HDC's operational costs, which are very minimal. There is a group of other lenders in here, and our role is here to sit in the credit committee in the normal fashion that we do on all our other and approve the deal.
To what extent does the commissioner of HPD and or the president of HDC have a right and responsibility to approve additional people coming on the list for the new entrant? Who makes that decision?
So, if I may, my understanding is part of what was limiting the use of this fund is that we had a pre-qualified list. And now that we're removing this list and opening it up to all participants, they will go through the due diligence that any other entity would go through in order to get the loan. But it's the opening up to participants that we think will help us get this down payment assistance program really and truly useful.
Louise, my point here is simple. I want to be comfortable that either or both you and Eric have an overview of who gets on and who does not, so that it is determined on a policy basis that this is an appropriate participant. Number two, I want to have the same kind of comfort with respect to the nature of expenses that are deemed included, not included. I have confidence in you. I have confidence in Eric. I have confidence in a lot of people, but I have prior experience with the two of you, and I trust you.
Well, and Chuck, let me add to what the commissioner just said, that what she said is absolutely true. And as is typical with the Acquisition Loan Fund and other facilities like that, there's a requirement that there be a commitment for takeout from actually both of the agencies serve on those committees for that. So you would, in order for this to get approved, there would have to be a review at the level that you're describing, and it's fairly prescriptive. It is designed to be a flexible fund for down payment and down payment assistance and for pre-development costs, but all of those costs are typical costs that you would see in the deal. Again, we would have to approve it with that that soft commitment that the agencies provide for a project to move forward. So there's absolute control at the agency level.
Eric, my concern is the appropriateness of the particular expenses. People do things they shouldn't do.
Yeah,
I'm comfortable if you and or Louise have an eyeball on them. I am not comfortable otherwise.
Yep, they all go through credit review. We agree with you.
All right.
So in terms of my review and approval, I deputized my credit committee with my deputy commissioner for development and the deputy commissioner in charge of credit committee to make those decisions as to what's appropriate. And so I have absolute faith in both our credit committees that there is a robust review and approval of not only the sponsor, but the items that they're expending the funds on.
I hear you. I would have preferred you did, but that's different.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I appreciate the confidence that you put in Eric and myself. Thank you.
And I don't know if you, Chuck, The HTC president does chair the credit committee, so I do chair our credit review.
Okay. All right, I'm done.
Any other questions? Do I have a motion to approve the HDC down payment assistance fund term loan extension and modification?
Louise, I think I need to ask one last paragraph.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The members are requested to approve the requested modifications as described in the memo before you and in Appendix B, including delegation to the Corporation Credit Committee to approve one or more extensions of the maturity date of the corporation's existing DPAP term loan for a combined duration not to exceed 5 years, and execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of loan documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish the requested modifications. Thank you.
Thank you, Luke. Do I have a motion to approve?
So move.
So move.
Do I have a second?
I was on mute.
Second.
Hi, Jacques. Good to see you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. I would like to call on Ellen Duffy next to present to the board for ratification of the New York City Housing Development Corporation's 2020 annual investment report. Ellen?
Okay, thank you. The corporation's annual investment report has been prepared pursuant to Section 2925 of the Public Authorities Law of New York State. As required by the statute, report includes the investment record of the corporation, the investment guidelines as approved by the members on January 27, 2020, report of the independent auditors in compliance with investment guidelines, and the corporation's 2020 audited financial statements. The 2020 annual investment report was presented and approved by the audit committee on January 26, 2021. At this time, the members are asked to ratify the audit committee's approval of this report. Upon ratification by the members, the report will be submitted to the mayor and to both the city and state controllers as required by public authorities law. Are there any questions?
Hearing none, Ellen, do you have anything more that you'd like to present?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion to ratify the audit committee's approval of New York City Housing Development Corporation's 2020 annual investment report?
So moved.
Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next on our agenda is approval of the Declaration of Intent resolutions for Linden Houses, Penn Wortman Houses, and various addresses in Brooklyn, New York. I'd like to call on Hannah Blitzer to make the first presentation.
Thank you. Sorry, one second. Sorry, slight technical difficulties. As you know, Declaration of Intent resolutions are solely for tax code purposes, allowing any expenditures incurred by a project's developer within 60 days prior to the date the resolution is passed to be eligible for tax-exempt bond financing. Before HDC were to finance a project, the specifics of the transaction would be presented to the members for review and approval. First, please refer to the memorandum before you entitled Resolution of Declaration of Intent, Linden Houses, Penn Wortman Houses, various addresses in Brooklyn, New York, dated March 30th, 2021, and the Declaration of Intent resolution attached. The proposed project will consist of the rehabilitation of 1,922 rental apartments in 24 buildings located in the East New York neighborhood of Brooklyn, using approximately $411 million in tax-exempt funds. The project is to be developed by a single entity or entities to be formed by Douglaston Development, LLC, L&M Development Partners, Inc., Case Partners, as well as the New York City Housing Authority, or NYCHA. And that concludes the first presentation.
Are there any questions?
Madam Chair, I believe I'm required to make this disclosure. From time to time, and I do not know what the, at the current stage, members of my firm, but not I, have acted for L&M. I have not, and I have for no basis for refusal.
Thank you. So for that, I would like at this point to ask for a motion to approve the Declaration of Intent resolution for Linden Houses, Penn Wortman Houses, and various addresses in Brooklyn, New York. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hannah, will you make the second presentation for Boulevard Houses, Belmont Stutter Area, Fiorentina Plaza, and various addresses in Brooklyn, New York?
Yes, thank you. Please refer to the memorandum before you entitled Resolution of Declaration of Intent, Boulevard Houses, Belmont Center Area, Fiorentino Plaza, various addresses in Brooklyn, New York, dated March 30th, 2021, and the Declaration of Intent resolution attached. The proposed project will consist of the rehabilitation of 1,673 rental apartments in 29 buildings located in the East New York neighborhood of Brooklyn, using approximately $350 million in tax-exempt bonds. The project is to be developed by a single-purpose entity or entities to be formed by the Hudson Companies, Inc., Property Resources Corporation, and DuVernay & Brooks, as well as NYCHA. And that concludes the second presentation.
Thank you, Hannah. Do I have any questions from the board? Thank you. At this point, I'd like to have a motion to approve the Declaration of Intent resolution for Boulevard Houses, Belmont Stutter Area, Fiorentino Plaza. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
At this point, thank you so much for everybody being here. I would like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Do I have a motion?
So.
Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there any other business that members of the board would like to discuss? There being no other business, I would like to call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for all of the hard work everybody is doing. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.